Light. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Hallelujah. But you're a joint heir of Jesus and an heir of God. Isn't that right? Meditate on that. Get that down in your spirit. It don't do no good to have it on top of your head. I mean, meditate on it. Say, Father, show me. Show me what this heirship is about. Give me a revelation of who I am in Christ. Show me what it means to be one of your heirs. Show me the benefit and the blessing. I know that's got some blessing in it. I know that's got some benefit in it that I ain't tapped into yet. Show me the truth about this statement here. I know it's the truth. I'm declaring it's the truth. But Lord, let it manifest in my life that I'm one of your heirs. Show me how to walk full force in this thing. Now see, you can't walk full force in it if you won't play Christian. See, if you just want to go to church, I got these checking boxes off. Went to church. Gave a tie. Bought somebody a cold drink. You know, you're getting your list ready for God. You know, your knees them saying, look, Lord, I went to church last week. Person was thirsty, I bought him a cold drink. Lord, I tithe once in the month. Them other three forgive me. Then you ain't gonna get nothing like that. Just playing. I read my Bible last month. Take that box off. Oh, I ain't read in a month. Let me read one chapter. So the Lord asked me about it. I can tell him I read a chapter. See, you playing. You ain't gonna get nothing playing. You gotta get immersed in this life. You just gotta stand at the edge of the pool and take a dive. See, some of y'all in the spirit, you got water around your ankles. And as far as you won't go. You go out in the water, I'm ankle deep. Oh, I'm in the water. You can't do nothing in ankle deep water. You can't fish in ankle deep water. You can't swim in ankle deep water. You can't do nothing but walk in ankle deep water. That's all you do. Right? You can't take a bath in ankle deep water. Some of y'all knee deep. You done went into the spirit, you got a little water around your ankle, up down your knees. Boy, you think you bad. Yeah. I know I'm saved. I speak in tongues once a week. I do it once a week. I go in the water. And then some people done went a little deep. They in the waist. They done got lifted up in pride. Oh, yeah. Baby, I pray 3 hours a day. When the water around your waist, you still in charge. Right? So you still in control. So I like them pools that ain't got but about 5 feet of water in them. Why? I like to be in control. You get in one at 12 feet, so you done lost control if you can't swim. You can't swim, you done lost control, you're getting 12 feet. Man, I messed up. I jumped off in 12 feet one day. Thought I could swim. About to drown right there. And I done went down a couple of times. And then I say, wait a minute. They say, don't panic if you're drowning. I'm thinking it's under the water. Don't panic. You know how to swim under the water. Hold your breath. And just reach your hand out and swim. Just stick your hand out like that. And when I did like that, I grabbed the side rail. Go to side with it, where the steps at. I'm finna drown right on side the pool. Holy Ghost right there. Say, just reach your hand out there. Bam, there go the sound. There it is right there. I say, oh, Jesus, thank you. Get out of this water here. And them guys just standing there say, man, we was wondering what you doing down there right by the side of the pool. We was watching you right there, what you doing down there. I finna drown right there, right beside the steps. You're an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. Find out what that means. Say, God, show me. Reveal to me the awesome truths that's behind that statement. because I want to walk just like you walk. I want to be just like Jesus. Hallelujah. And you'll see how Jesus walked. Amen. Then you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. I'm going to tell you, you can't lose in life. Then Paul said, look, in all the opposition of life and all the trouble, I mean, he in Romans 8, he talked about all the trouble you could go through. And he said, look, in all these things, you are more than conquerors through him who loved you. See, everything connected to Jesus. Through him, I'm more than a conqueror. Without him, I can do nothing. See, without him, I ain't nothing without him. Amen. There's no good thing that dwell in my flesh. Anything that's good about me is because of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's the only good part of Greg Todd is Jesus. Any good you see in me is because of his life in me. Hallelujah. All right, let's look at our scripture. 1 John 2:4. He that saith, I know him, keeping not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whosoever keepeth his word, there's obedience right there. In him truly is the love of God perfected. Hereby we know that we are in him. This is how we know we're in him. Hallelujah. I think I explained that really well last week. So you haven't been getting these tapes, you ought to be getting these tapes. Because let me tell you, there's something about the message that God has given to us in this series of messages here that really to me, they are some of the most powerful messages and truths that I really believe the body of Christ needs. Because there's just not enough believers that are walking like he walked. And it's available to us. And it is the desire and the will of God for us to walk that way. Amen. I think I could just meditate on this. And every time I see Jesus doing something, I say, okay, if Jesus did that, I can do that. Whatever Jesus said I can do, I can do. Amen. John Osteen built a church on the premise, I am who he says I am. I can do what he says I can do. I can have what he says I can have. I mean, every Sunday they get up and declare that. Been declaring that for over 50 years. And they got one of the largest churches in America. How'd that happen? They have tapped into who they are in Christ. I can do what he says I can do. I can have what he says I can have. Amen. I am who he says I am. That's why I've been going over that every week, because until you realize who you are and what's been made available to you, then you won't even dare step into some of these arenas. You'll get right up there to that arena. The Holy Ghost will push you right up there, get you right there, and you'll be scared to step over into it. Because you don't know who you are, because you still have that sin consciousness that, oh no, that's Jesus doing that. You know, that ain't for me. You know, that's the Lord doing that. I don't want to be trying to do like the Lord do. You know, I don't want the Lord to think I'm trying to take his place. I'm talking about that's how people get in. Oh, no, I ain't going to do that. People going to think I'm trying to be Jesus if I do that. See, they don't know who they are. They're still seeing themselves the way the world sees them and the way the devil has trained them to look at themselves. But you have to renew your mind to who you are in Christ so that when you are faced with an opportunity, you step up to the plate knowing that you got all of heaven behind you, knowing that who you are in Christ Jesus. Hey, I'm a child of God. I'm one of God's heirs. Hallelujah. I'm an ambassador for him. I represent him. Lord, what do you want me to do? Now, the key is that I need to be listening to him so I can hear the instruction that he's giving me, because if he gives me the instruction to do something, let me tell you, I guarantee it'll be fruitful. You can't be afraid to miss it. I might miss it trying to do something, you know, that I think the Lord's telling me to do. If I'm going to err, I'm going to err on the side of doing and not on the side of not doing. If I'm going to fail, I'm going to fail doing. I'm not going to fail sitting, doing nothing. I can't remember who said it, but somebody said this one time. I would rather attempt something great and fail than to attempt nothing and succeed. We have tremendous vision here. Hey, I'll go to my grave. We'll be going after it till Jesus come back. Hallelujah. We may fail a few times, but I tell you what, we're going to succeed in the end because we know who's backing us. Things might not always work out like we want to work, but that ain't no reason to quit. All right, listen to this, verse 6. He that saith, there it is again, he abides in him, ought himself also to walk, even as he walked. So if we're going to say that I'm in Christ and Christ is in me, that I abide in him and he abides in me, then I need to walk just like he walked. Amen? And you do that by the word. Find out what the word says and you start putting that into practice, what you see in the word. Amen? The last one, verse 9. He that said he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness even till now. John said, you're still blind. You can say you're in the light all you want. You can say you have fellowship with him all you want. You can say you're walking with him all you want. You can say you know him all you want, but there better be some evidence. We should say those things. But then we got to back it up with a commitment and a dedication to be obedient to the voice of God and the word of God and to follow the leading of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We should never be satisfied with waist deep water. Because as long as we're in waist deep, we're still kind of controlling where we go. Amen. We want to get out in the Holy Ghost where the Holy Ghost can blow the wind any way he wants us to go. We are led by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. We get out in the waters where the water was over our head. Amen. Waters to swim in. Amen. You want to get out there, you just want to get out there in the Holy Ghost. Not being stupid and crazy, and I'm not talking about being fanatical in things. I'm talking about having the wisdom of God on the inside of you where you know what you're doing and you're being led by the Spirit of God and you got Scripture backing you up. Amen. Scripture says if we say we abide in it, then we ought to walk like he walked. Now, how did he walk? Well, let's look at a couple of them tonight. How did Jesus walk? He walked in victory. Tonight been a victory. Tonight been a victory service. From the time we start off on the singing, I mean from the time y'all start gathering around in here, it's been victory in this place tonight. Oh, I'm going to tell you, there's a powerful anointing in this place. It's breaking down yokes and strongholds. I mean, it's destroying things of the devil. How many of y'all been encouraged already? You see, how many of you got your mind renewed in some aspect? You say, you know what, I can do better than what I'm doing. You know, that yoke came off of you. When the Bible says that the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing, you know what that literally means? The word anointing there means fat. In other words, a yoke was meant to go around the neck of an animal, right? And so what the anointing does, it causes you to enlarge. The devil trying to put that yoke on it, but see, you done grew. You done expanded. He still got that same old yoke. The yoke don't grow. The anointing grows. The anointing increases. When the anointing increases in your life, that old yoke got to come off. You start growing, that yoke pop off of you. Then the devil bring that yoke back. He's trying to fit it on you, and it don't fit no more. He said they're too big for the yoke. That's how people, when they get set free, that yoke is destroyed because of the anointing, because of the fatness that God bring in your life. I'm talking about the power of God. Begin to break and stretch that yoke and make that thing useless. So when God make you fat with that anointing, cause you to grow and increase, that anointing increase, let me tell you, there's some old bondages and some old habits and some things that just don't fit you no more. Hallelujah.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center. I trust that you've received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $5 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, just 2 blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Women need love. Men need respect. Simple said, but complicated. Look into my On Friday, February 17th at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 9 a.m., the Word Christian Center, 4701 Lee Street,